But I don't know about you, but one of my favorite things at night is to get into bed just after taking a shower, because you feel so spotless and clean. And in a like manner, this next poem relates to the idea of being made clean, being cleansed. Once again, welcome pilgrims and precious others to today's episode of The Pilgrim's Poetry with your host, Darren. Today we will be looking at a poem that was written by myself, and its title is The River. After that, we'll have a short time of reflection. But just before you listen to the poem, I'd like to give you a focus question. You can think about this question as you listen to the poem. And the question is, what can this river cleanse me of? What can this river cleanse me of? And now we'll have the poem. The River. The river's water bids me come. That lilting, loving voice of lapping and rushing that calls me home. Chorus of disarming choice. Standing at the water's edge, a bruised reed, I lean to see a rippled, obscure face, hardened and unclean. But grace would not have it so. So then chose I to cloak myself in the river, which is Christ, with his cleansing, healing soak. No sooner were the stains removed, that justice was appeased, and a voice from heaven, still and small, cried, "This is my Son, in whom I am well pleased." Now, pilgrims and precious others, I do hope that blessed you. But if it hasn't done so yet, do stick around for 2 or 3 minutes, because we'll be reflecting on the main ideas of the poem. Now you might remember in the second stanza of the poem, there was a man looking into the water and found that his reflection was unclean. To me, this is like a man looking at God's law and realizing that he doesn't meet the perfect standard and therefore is unclean. It says in 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 9 through 10, that the law is not laid down for the just, but for the lawless and disobedient, for the ungodly and sinners, for the unholy and profane, for those who strike their fathers and mothers, for murderers, the sexually immoral, men who practice homosexuality, enslavers, liars, perjurers, and whatever else is contrary to sound doctrine. Now, of course, this does not single out a particular group of people, but as it says, anything that is contrary to sound doctrine, it calls out all sin, so all people are guilty. But there is hope. To those who have repented of their sin and put their trust in Christ, it says in 1 John chapter 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. To me, this is like the man stepping into the river to cleanse himself with, as it says, Christ's healing soak. His healing soak. Cleaning in the waters of forgiveness. Not baptism, no. For baptism is only an outward sign, it doesn't save you. The scriptures are clear. However, the thing that does cleanse us is Christ's sacrifice. So if we trust alone in Christ as our Lord and Savior, we will be saved. Are you concerned with things of salvation? Have you wondered about the security of your soul? If you have come to Christ, then you know the blessedness of the hope to which we are called. If you have not done so yet, remember, we're not guaranteed tomorrow. Today is the day that the Lord has made. This is the day of salvation. Why put it off? Come to the waters of forgiveness. Receive Christ's free gift of salvation. So put your trust in him and repent of your sin.